The One. It's probably the best book I've read in a while. Hi, James from Ingvid. Today I want to talk to you about, funny enough, The One. And why I say The One is when we usually talk about superlatives and comparatives, the number one comes up quite often. And now I'm not going to do your standard lesson on what the comparative is and the superlative is. You probably are aware of this. But I would like to point out five exceptions to the general rules. So I'm going to quickly go over the difference between comparative and superlative, and then go into the exceptions. Are you ready? Let's go to the board. So E, you got my five for me. Cool. You're going to notice in the board, I have the number one written out repetitively. There's a reason for it, and we'll get into it. But let's start looking at what is a superlative. I like to look at superlative as in Superman. Superman is the best, the strongest, the fastest, number one. So when you think of a superlative, think of the highest or the best amount. Or, because it's extreme, it could be the worst. Now, I've used a couple of them already, but we're going to go to the board and get a little deeper into them. So it could be number one at the top or number one at the bottom, okay? Comparative is when we look at two things and we want to say there's a difference between them. He is bigger than she is, or James is bigger than Mr. E, comparing the two. So the comparative, you generally find that we add ER to the end of the word to tell you that something is being compared to something else. Okay, comparative, and you'll see ER, bigger, smaller, smarter, taller. Cool, we got that. And with the superlative, we add usually EST, right? And the EST is for the biggest, strongest, longest, fastest. And it will be the number one in its category. And remember what I said, it could be the number one as in the best, like the best one position, or in the lowest position, number one. Ready? So let's go to the board and find out what our exceptions are. You might be surprised, but they are actually quite often used and actually quite often misunderstood. So the first one we're going to look at is the best. If you're from Japan, it's Ichiban. If you're from Mexico, or not even Mexico, any Latino country, it's numero uno, or we say number one. That's what the best is. Kind of simple, right? And we know what good is, because what's the opposite of good? Bad. Good is something we like. Now, why this is an exception is because usually, if you remember rightly, when I said biggest, we start with big, and we go to biggest, and we go bigger. So we use the root word, and we just add the ER or the EST. But when we look over here, if you look at my chart, increasing meaning it's getting better, there's an improvement going on, we start with the word good. That has nothing to do with the word best. Very different. And this is why it's an exception. It doesn't follow the rule of take the root word and add ER or EST. It's a completely different word. But they are related in, we say something starts off good, something you like. Like 75% on a test is good. It's not great, but it's good, right? Or 80%. Better, and this is where we talk about the improvement. ER means a comparative, or get comparison. We're looking at two different things and comparing them. While good is 75%, better than that is 90%. There's a difference between the two numbers. It's an improvement or an increase. But the best would be 100%. Right? So if you get 100%, you can't get much better than 100%. And we say that's the best. Now, these numbers aren't real. I'm not saying each number corresponds to these things. But what I'm trying to give you an idea is how they are related. Good, we like good. But what's better than good is something better, where more or increase. And the best is number one. Just like The One, my book. Now, on that scale, this is good. Think of an angel, right? Good, better, best. Love you, love you, love you. Angels. Now, let's talk about the opposite. It's my little devil. You got to have a devil. So good is good. So bad, it's got to be the opposite. And once again, we talked about the exceptions for the comparative and superlative rule, simply because bad and worst are not words that go together. They have no root. The only thing that joins them together is this word here, and even still, you can't see how you go from here to here. that's what the problem is, because students will go, teacher, why is it worst? Why is it bad and worst? Why is it not bad and badder and baddest, right? But these are the way we compare it in English. So bad, if you had a test, you got 49%. You didn't quite pass. That would be pretty bad, right? See, you wouldn't know what to say. That's why my little guy has no mouth. He's just like, I don't know. This is bad, right? But worse than that would be 39. And if you notice, it's the complete opposite of when we talk about good, better, best, where the arrow is going up for improvement. This is a decrease in, well, I wouldn't say decrease. This is, I want to say de-evolution, which is a big word, but we're declining. Okay, we're going down from the condition of what would be, it's not so good. We're going to something worse that I like even less. And then when we say worst, it's the number one. You notice here I said 1 billion lost. Crazy, right? What's 1 billion? Or you know what? Let's say this. Let's say 7 billion lost. There's only 7 billion people on the planet. And if you're number 7 billion, you are the worst. So worst, we have bad, we go to worst, which is the exact opposite of good to best. Cool? Yeah, my little devil is showing you that this is the angelic way, you're going up. The devil goes down. All right? So I compare these two. Now let's look at the two other variables that talk are similar, yet opposites once again. On this side, we're going to talk about many, more, and most. Okay? The only thing they have in common is they all start with M, right? So if you have a lot of something, you say, I have many friends, I have many good books, I've been to many places, right? And we mean a lot. It's more than one, two, or three. But when we say more, the funny thing is, remember we talked about there's an ER? It's almost here that we have the ER reversed. It's there, but it's reversed. So we have the ER for the comparative. And it means there's in addition or an increase from what our many is. So there's more. So we have many, we know this, but I even have more than that, many more experiences. So there's an addition or an increase on our many. So that shows the difference in a comparison between what we have and what a difference is in a scale that's actually going up. Right? You might see when you look here and here, there is something that they have in common, in which there's something better or increase, or we think a greater amount going on. When we talk about the most, once again, we have that number one, because it's the greatest amount. There is not more than that. When I have the most of this, it means if there is, let's give an example, 100 objects, if I have 90, it doesn't mean I have to have 100%, but I have most of it. There's only 10% left over for somebody else or something else. Yeah? Okay, so when we talk about the most, don't confuse it with being 100%. Even when we say the best is number one. When we say here, the most, it's not exactly equivalent. It means the most. You could have the most at 60%. That's more than 40%. Cool? All right. So let's do the opposite of that. Because now we have an understanding of what many is, more than that is, and the most. What would be the complete opposite? Well, let's go literally to the complete opposite. If most is number one, like you have the most, least could be just one. It means the smallest amount you can have of something. I have the least amount of money. So if we have three friends and one friend has $10, another friend has $5, and I have $1, I have the least amount. It doesn't mean one, because I could even say I could have $2, which is not one, but it's still the lowest of everything else. I'm very limited in what I have. Now, I started at the bottom. It might have been better if I started at the top, because when we say less, we say little, less, and least. Less is actually what we call a reduced amount. When we talked about more, we talked about increasing. When we talk about less, we talk about reducing. I have less than you. So in this case, and this is really bizarre because there's no ER, there's nothing to say what the comparative is. Like I said here, you can look here and say, okay, at least it's there, it's hidden, it's changed, it's disguised. But here is nothing, it's just less. But we have to understand, well, if I went here and said, well, there's a commonality here, everything starts with L. Less means there's five. And what's less than five? I would say three. And we're saying by comparison, this is not the same as this. there's a reduction or there's a reduced amount. Now we're going to go to little, because I told you I'm going backwards from most to least. And when we go in the middle, not much. Not much. I was using the example of money, so I'll say that again. I'll use it again. If you had $3, would you call that a lot of money? Probably not. You'd probably say it's little money. And as you can see here, I don't have much here. I've like, you know, maybe 10 little things here. Compared up to here, like there's 20. That's a little by comparison. Now, continuing here, reduced, I've gone from maybe 10, 15 down to 5. And at the least, I only have 1. Cool? Great. So I'm going to take this lesson a little bit further and show you the last one of the 5, because we've done 1, 2, 3, and 4 quickly. We know the difference between good, better, best. Bad, worse, worst. I love all this alliteration. Words that kind of rhyme, not rhyme, but go together because of the beginning words. Most, more, many. Little, least, less. And finally, to take it to the furthest realm I can go, let's talk about distance. Far, farther, and farthest. This is distance. Length, you might say. How far? This word here means how long is something from one point to another? How far do you live from Canada? How far is it to your house? How far it is away from there? So we're talking about a distance that's being covered. Now, here's the funny thing. Far means not close or not near. Easy enough, right? Farther means more. The nice thing about this is we're introducing back the ER. Remember we talked about the comparative? Generally has ER and the superlative. I must have clicked this 50 times on you. And then the superlative has an EST. Well, on farther, for this distance, right, we have the ER reintroduced. And for farthest, we know that EST usually means one, and that's why I put goodbye here, because you're far away, far, far, far away. This is the last point you can be. You say as farthest, like if all comparing all two of them, all three of them, this is the most away from you, okay? So this also breaks it because we have far, farther, adding on the TH, not just the ER, it's not farer, it's farther and farthest. So this is similar to the rule, but it's this TH that changes the word that makes it an exception. Now, you know how I roll. We've done a lesson. I'm pretty sure you understand. So now let's go and put it into practice and see how well we do. You ready? Okay, so it's always good to do a lesson, but what's better is to master the lesson, which means to demonstrate that you really understand it and you can use it on your own. Now, here's a disclaimer or a warning, okay? It should be a big sign on there saying warning. The sentences I'm about to show you in this story are horrible. So before anyone tells me, my God, they're bad sentences, the grammar is horrible, this is exactly the type of sentence that you end up creating when you are not allowed to use comparative or superlatives in a sentence, okay? So please forgive me. And even though I tried not to use them because I wanted to use the words we just learned, I still had to use some superlatives to make it work, okay? So don't kill me for the grammar on it. It's done on purpose, just to show you how bad the sentence would be. And then we're going to put the proper words in and we'll see how it works. Now, the first thing we want to do is identify what parts of these sentences have to be changed in order to make the whole thing much better to read and understand. Now, we worked on 5 words. We talked about farthest. We talked about least, most, best, worst, okay? And we talked about farther, worse. We talked about better, good, better, et cetera, et cetera. So I want you to identify up here what we should change to use the words that we've learned to fix it so we can have a better sentence at the bottom. So the first thing is, let's look here. I tried to make that easy for you. So take a look. What's the first thing you think we should change? That's right. One. We talked about what's the one, right? So Number one, probably going to have to change that one. Okay. What's the next one we're going to find here? That's right. We talked about biggest. I told you I had to use some superlatives here, but they don't really work well here. That's what we talked about. I said they didn't really work here well here. So we have better ones that we've been working on that we're going to have to look at here, right? So the biggest amount of warts. Okay, good. Can we find any other ones? That's right. If you remember rightly, I said the opposite of bad was good, right? So there's one right there. And we talked about, so you'll see I have the one again here, telling you only one. Cool. Let's find another one if there's another one. Could there be? Yeah, pretty good. Good. Do you think we could find one more? And I'm going to give you another hint. I said it at the beginning. I had to use superlatives because I no way around them. Could there be one more that's left here? Yeah, good job. There we go. So now that we've identified the mistakes, let's look at what we actually used. Which words that we took from the five that I taught you, the five exceptions, could we use here to make this much better sounding and work a lot better? So Cheryl was number one student. What would we use here? Very good. The best student in her class. All right. Now we talked about the biggest amount, and big means like large, right? And I didn't say, in this case, it's not every single award, but we could say she had the now, notice I said amount, because amount means like a number, right? The biggest amount. So it's not the most, like all of them, but the biggest amount. We can just get rid of both of those words and use most. And that's much better sounding, right? How about the next one? We talked about not good being bad. So it's not good, it's bad, right? And that's from the bad, worse, and worst right there. Now, lowest amount. So if we have high is up here, right? And highest would be here, low is here, and lowest would be here. We could talk about this, and it actually kind of goes with a word that we learned. Right, that started with L. What was that? That's right. Least. It was the least. And finally, what's the one we have here? What's the final one? We said the highest. And remember we had this number thing again. I talked about highest, and I said it's not like the number one, but it's a big amount of something. And we can get rid of that word amount just as we did here by using another word. What word would we use? Most. So now let's take a look at this structure. Okay, the first sentence was what I would call awkward. It didn't really flow very well and move very well. Cheryl was the number one student in her class. She had the biggest amount of awards for doing so well. She had only one not good mark. Oh, that even hurts to say that. One not good mark. And it was the lowest amount of mistakes on her tests. So she had the highest amount of success in school. Some of the sentences are okay, but generally it doesn't taste very good. Not in my mouth. It doesn't feel good. Now let's look at this one here. Okay. Cheryl was the best student in her class. She had the most awards for doing so well. She had only one bad mark, and it was the least amount of mistakes on her tests. So she had the most success in school. That sounds a lot better, right? Doesn't it? Yeah. And it's using all the words that we learned before, right? We've got a superlative, right? The beginning adjective here, another superlative. Well, actually, they're all superlatives, but you get the drift. I hope you like what we did here, because what I would like to do now is give you a bit of a bonus, because this was the exceptions to the superlative and comparative that we talked about. And I'm going to give you something that's even more of an exception. I'm going to give you a few words to show you about two-syllable adjectives, right? And how they actually can follow two different rules. So it's almost more of the exceptions to the superlative and comparative rules. First one I can give you is friendly. I like to think I am friendly and Mr. E is friendly, right? Now you can say friendlier and friendliest. Okay, James, so what? That's the rule, right? But you can also say more friendly and most friendly. Mr. E is the most friendly person I've ever met. He's the friendliest person I've ever met, right? And we're doing this because friendly has two syllables. So it's like two syllables, two rules. I can give you two other ones. There are actually quite a few out there, but I don't have enough time to give you all of them. But I figured I'd give you ones that will come up, like simple. You can say, there is nothing more simple than this, or there is something simpler than this. You can say, this is the simplest thing I've done, or this is the most simple thing I've done. We can talk about gentle. You can be gentler, right? You can be gentler or more gentle. Or you can, that's the gentlest thing you've ever done, or there's the most gentle thing you've ever done. Two syllables, and you can use both more or most with them for these three. Not bad, that's your bonus, okay? So I've showed you how these five are the basic ones that break the rules, and given you a couple ones that you might have heard before. But when you hear English people saying this or this, they're not wrong, they're just different. And finally, I'm gonna give you some homework to do, okay? And your homework is, I want you to go and take the five I've given you, create five sentences using the base adjective, for instance, bad, or good, or little, or far, and then change it. Use that, change it, either make it a comparative or superlative, all right? Use those endings and see if you can make a sentence. And then I want you to go back, because I've noticed a lot of people are doing it, and it's really cool to read. So yes, I do read some of these things. Go in and put them up on either Ingvid, or you can actually put it on YouTube somewhere here, and show us your sentences. I've noticed it's a great community out there, because people actually come in, they make comment, they actually try and improve each other, where they make things better. There, I'm going to use one of them, all right? And I do, as I said, like to look at them. Do that, compare, and then see. And do the, oh, don't forget to do the test. Because if you know something, that's nice, but understanding it is so much better. There, and I use a comparative. Cool? All right, anyway, what I want you to do is go to Ingvid, www.ingvid.com, and do the test there. And I definitely want you to subscribe, so look around the box here, there's a bell. You ding that bell, you will be given the latest video that I do. I can't think of anything else I want to tell you right now, but bye. Okay? It's been fun. I think you're not a little worse from learning from me, and I'll see you in the next video. Have a good one.